right after we got off the air, I'm sorry, during the show Friday, top of the 8 a.m. hour, news broke that Fannie Willis was going to be allowed to stay on the Trump RICO case in Georgia. But her boyfriend, her boo thing, her Nathan's hot dog, was going to be forced to resign, and he did. Well, it was going to be one or the other. Let's guess who lost that battle. Was Nathan Wade, Nathan's hot dog Wade. Trump has some interesting statements about Fannie over the weekend, and I'm going to give you my opinion. I'm sure y'all have heard them before, but I'm going to give them again. It's my show. I get to do that.
And not only that, all these local cases like Fannie. It's spelled Fannie. It's spelled Fannie like your ass, right, Fannie? But when
exactly.
She became DA, she decided to add a little French, a little fancy, Fannie and, you know, Fannie and Mr. and Mrs. Wade, which his wife did not appreciate. His wife didn't appreciate. Can you imagine these two people trying to take down a very popular, I'm a very popular president. I mean, again, I got more votes than any sitting president in history. We have these two lowlifes trying to take down a president of the United States. But, you know, equally badly, they went after 26 people. They wanted to make it 48 people. They had some senators that these guys know very well who were indicted, who were ready to be indicted, and somebody stopped it. And they wanted to find out what the hell is going on in Georgia. What's going on with the elections? And it's so crazy. And they almost got indicted for that. And not...
All right. I just wanted to play that clip about Fannie. So they'll call that racist, by the way. That's the modern definition of racist. You are not allowed to criticize a strong, independent black woman that can't be expected to be held perfectly because she has to save the world. Her words, not mine. Fannie Willis said that, not Clay Edwards. I'm just quoting her. You're not allowed to criticize a strong, independent black woman. If you do, you're racist. Of course, only if they're a Democrat and only if your mutual enemy is Donald Trump, if with Joe Biden. All right, so that takes me to this. Racism in America. That's why I've asked this question today. I believe what happened Friday is 100% racism in America. It is 100% racist for the criminal justice system, so heavily favored in one area by one particular race, black Democrats in Fulton County, Georgia, to not have to abide by the same rule of law that anybody else would when they're going after a man who they claim is racist, a white man, just because they don't like him, because he came down that escalator that day and he didn't bow down and kowtow to everybody that said you're a racist, and he won. And I'll never forget election night 2016, November 7th, my sister's birthday. I did absentee voting, which is very easy, by the way. I did absentee voting in Hinds County. Because, you know, I actually did live in Jackson. Some of y'all don't believe that. I was in a hotel room in Houston, Texas, in the Woodlands, really nice area, similar to like what the Renaissance area is over in Ridgeland. I was in a hotel room there, a Hyatt. No, a W. It was a W. It was Weston. And I'm watching the election up late, man. I was at finance school. You know, my GED's taking me a lot of places that I never thought I'd go. Finance school. 2 + 2 still equals 4. Not transgender. And I'm watching the results come in election night 2016. And you had this feeling. It was just momentum. MAGA momentum. coming through. It's like we knew it, but we just couldn't. You were never going to believe. We're never going to believe that they didn't rig it enough for Hillary to win. Because you know it was rigged for Hillary to win. It just was. And when they started showing the pictures at her funeral, I mean her election party, of all the ugly, blue-haired, whatever gender, whatever sexuality, just the ugly women in the, you've seen them all. The 2 a.m. ugly women in the bar. That's all that was in there. The 2 a.m. uglies. And they were crying. I just wanted to lick their faces, everyone. I just wanted to... Those liberal tears just right off of them. Put it in my veins. Can't wait to do that again. Can't wait to do that again. But that's the night that broke the Democrats' back like they were on a mountain with two cowboys. That was the moment Trump embarrassed them. Trump embarrassed them, and they've had it out for him, and they've had it out for us ever since. I was talking with Sean yesterday. We've said this both on the radio show a good bit. No matter who wins, the other half of the country is going to think it was stolen. If Trump wins, like the only outcome I believe is Trump wins. Because there's no way in hell Trump could rig an election from the outside. It's impossible. If he couldn't rig it when he was president, he dang sure ain't going to rig it as an outsider. That's why I chuckle so much when you hear Hillary Cankles Clinton running around here screaming that she got it stolen from her in 16 over a couple Russian Facebook ads. My normal reaction to that is nothing I can say on the radio, and I don't have a PG version, so just use your imagination of what I think of Hillary Clinton. She's was a terrible candidate. To this day, I believe Bernie Sanders would have beat Trump. I mean, and I'm not saying that because I was a Bernie bro. I think they're nut jobs. But Hillary, they stole the nomination from Bernie. I believe Bernie would have beat Trump because it was the Bernie bros shifting to Trump why he won. Now, does it make, I ain't broken all down statistically and, all the different states, but I think it's a safe assumption. Trump got a big Bernie bro boost that he wouldn't have had he been running against Bernie. Bernie scared me in that election. I was like, man, if Bernie gets it, he just had a lot of momentum. It's funny to look back at it now as he's the only person wearing a mask at the State of the Union 4 years after COVID. But in that moment, Bernie had some momentum. Anyway, if Trump couldn't steal the election as the sitting president, he dang sure ain't going to steal it as the outsider, after they've had 4 years at minimum of deep state shenanigans to get everything in place. If Trump wins, you will know that America rose up and said, enough. Out of the darkness, into the light, MAGA 2024. Let's take a break, come back. We're going to shift gears. I got some other topics I want to hit. Guns and Gear text line. 769-241-1944. 769-241-1944. I had a few more things I wanted to say about Fannie, but let me say this real quick in closing. I don't want to revisit this. We learned clearly, again, that the rule of law does not apply to black Democrats. Fannie lied twice on that stand. They proved that she had that relationship with Nathan Wade, undeniably. The evidence proved it. And then she lied about it. She'd never been to the White House. She said no. They clearly had the Secret Service visitation form there. If you had lied under oath, if I had lied under oath, or if any other lawyer in this country that wasn't trying to put Donald Trump in jail had lied under oath, we'd all be in jail side by side by side. Fulton County, Georgia is racist towards non-black Democrats. Prove me wrong. Let's take a break.